at the county council's last discussion on the so-called NMU zone, Councilmember Chris Robinson wondered how a neighboring property is impacted if a mixed-use project goes up right next to it, with heights allowed up to 45 feet. Councilmember Roger Armstrong told us he agrees with the concern. He said the council will address that with a master plan development, or MPD, process.
And that's where they start to sketch out with more specificity, you know, the where's and the what's and the widths and the setbacks and heights and parking and, you know, all of the details that are going to make this project work or not work. And it's largely discretionary for the county. The more bells and whistles and requirements that we put in either the NMU or the MPD, the more locked in we are to those things.
Armstrong said he thinks the NMU zone is heading toward an approval, but some issues have to be worked out, such as density.
Density is not generally something that we articulate with any kind of specificity as it relates to commercial developments. They're bounded. That density is limited by the setbacks, by the available space to actually put a building in, the heights, the widths, the setbacks, the amount of land available. Here, because it's mixed use, you know, we're looking at including affordable housing in that mix, and I think that I'd like to make sure that we think that through carefully before we approve something that could result in, you know, a modicum of retail and commercial operations and then a massive residential development.
Summit County Council Member Roger Armstrong, who said it's likely they will approve a mixed-use zone and an MPD process in tandem. For KBCW, I'm Rick Brough.